This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If they do decide to apply for new PPP loans, those are for smaller businesses, or if they get other kinds of government help for bigger companies, we could be looking at workers who've been furloughed over the past 9 months being brought back. But as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, after all that time that some people have been on furlough, bringing them back might be harder than people think.
When employers are ready to rehire, there are lots of options because
right now there's just so many people are looking for work,
says Lauren Rivera, professor at Northwestern University. So Wharton professor Peter Capelli says companies might wonder,
why shouldn't we use this opportunity to look around a little bit and see if there's somebody we would rather have? You know, it's been almost a year now without having him around.
Legally, employers are free to court other candidates, says Heidi Shearholtz, a labor economist.
For the vast majority of workers, there is no legal right of recall if the employer starts hiring again. The exception to that is for unionized workers.
With hiring rules in their contracts. But for a company bringing on new workers, kind of expensive. Whereas rehiring a worker may mean reissuing equipment and restarting emails. That's still thousands of dollars cheaper than onboarding and training a new employee. And
you don't have to, for example, do reference checks if you already know all about this worker because they were already your worker.
But, says Aaron Hatton, a sociology professor at the University of Buffalo, once furloughed employees are hired back,
those workers may very well harbor ill will and be less likely to commit to go over and beyond the way they may have before.
Right now, says Hatton, workers are in a pretty vulnerable position. And if they get called back, chances are they'll go. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.